Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Bye week shuffle along the offensive line. The Steelers have made a trade for Arizona Cardinals offensive tackle Levi Brown. You know that, of course. And okay, Mike, let's deal with the aftermath or the ramifications. You starting Levi Brown against the New York Football Jets?
Not necessarily, but it's an option. And along with Kelvin Beachum, that's another option at left tackle. That gives you two options at left tackle that are not the guy who was previously playing left tackle. I think that tells you.
So that's not an option in your mind?
What you need to know about Mike Adams and how far below the line his play has been. It had to be dealt with, and it has been dealt with.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting to me, I tend to agree with you. Mike Adams, I don't believe, will start at left tackle against the Jets. Now, that to me is the most sure thing. Then the rest of it, I would say the thing that I'm second most sure about is that Kelvin Beachum will start at left tackle. To me, the issue is going to be, and this is against the Jets now. This could change after that. Against the Jets, the issue to me is, who's your left guard? Is it Ramon Foster or is it Guy Wimper? If it has to be, because Ramon Foster isn't available, I don't think they want to play Wimper at left tackle, and I don't think they will play Mike Adams at left tackle. And so to me, then the moves are somewhat limited in terms of an injury may have a big deal to say about it.
Yeah, and I guess a lot depends on Ramon Foster, and Mike Tomlin has said this week that it's going to be a pain tolerance thing for Ramon, but he is a gamer. He's a pretty hard-nosed player, so I think if there's any way for him to be out there, he will be. If not, do you suppose Beachum's a better option than Wimper?
At which position?
At guard, at left guard, and then maybe Levi Brown is your left tackle.
I'd like
to amend your statement to say that you're pretty sure Kelvin Beachum will start against the Jets. You're just not sure where.
No, well, I don't – let me say this. This is what I do. I put Beachum at left tackle, and then I see whether – if Foster is healthy enough, then he is my guard. If he is not, then Wimper's my guard. I got to get that left tackle thing hammered out or settled or whatever you want to say for this game. And – you know, Levi Brown, all due respect, I mean, if he was a plug-and-play starting left tackle in this league, BA isn't trading him for a conditional late-round pick, which is what this is about. So that's – I don't know anything about Levi Brown. Did he start in Super Bowl 43?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He's basically started since he got there.
He's 29 years old.
By the
way,
he was on IR last year, so didn't play last year, has started this year. It's a little tidbit for you. Speaking of Levi Brown getting there to Arizona, he got there on the fifth pick in 2007. That would be two picks before Adrian Peterson got to Minnesota seventh overall.
Well, somebody messed up there.
If they knew now, if they knew then what they know now.
Yeah.
Patrick Willis went 11th overall that year.
So that's two guys. Anyway.
Brady Quinn, 22nd.
Well, then there's that.
So, yeah. It's fun to look back at drafts, these many years later, isn't it?
Yes.
It looks so obvious in retrospect.
But that, you know, I think we also agree that, you know, this bye week situation of all of the issues, this left tackle thing has to be stabilized. I mean, I think the tackling on defense is a problem. Maybe, I don't know, that to me seems to be something that might work itself out with what you have. You have a better chance of that working itself out with what you have than the left side of the offensive line situation did to me. And again, I'm not putting Levi Brown out there as a starter, but you needed additional bodies, and I think you got to make a change. If for change's sake at this point.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that what went on against Minnesota, and they overcame a lot of it, as they got back into the game. If you recall the long pass to Jericho Cotri that started that drive that almost tied the game, the 30-something yard catch and run play. Ben Roethlisberger got plastered on that one.
Yeah.
You just can't have that. You can't have guys coming free, holding penalties, quarterback getting pounded. This is going to have a cumulative effect on Ben at some point.
Yeah.
And they can't get there or all is truly lost.
And, you know, the other thing I think that, you know, this also the trickle-down impact of what we're talking about here, the gaping hole in the pass protection. Adding guys over there is fine. You know, put David Johnson there, okay, put Heath Miller there, put a running back over there, whatever you have to do, whatever combination. But then the receivers need to be able to defeat the other remaining members of the defense that are in coverage. I mean, if you can only put three receivers out and the other team's only rushing four or five guys,
math does not work, does it?
The math does not work unless somebody is – you know, kicking some butt in terms of winning in the routes that they run. So,
or you find yourself in a situation as the Steelers did against Minnesota, where you have to throw at the end and you got to get guys into the route. You just have to, and you saw what happened.
Yeah, you know, I did say the one thing about this bye week that you want to try and settle. Is the left side of the offensive line. You know what would be nice is to get a lead. Did you look that up? I gave you that assignment. That's not against the rules, is it?
No.
Okay.
I think the competition committee is going to look at it this offseason, but right now it's fine.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher and Rich McKay, they'll get right on that. Even when they don't have jobs in the league, they seem to be able to stay on that committee, do they not? Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football. You're going to – I'm going to enjoy this weekend, bye weekend. Watch a little football, see the see what the rest of the league has to offer.
Yeah, I'm. You know, they might gain ground. Have you looked
The way the division – well, it doesn't even matter looking at the schedule. Because if you looked at the schedule last week, you'd say, well, the Ravens are playing the Bills and the Bengals are playing the Browns. You can't make up any room can't make up any ground this week.
Could be a game and a half out in a loss column come Monday morning, Bob.
For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.